The bill would require a rewrite of building codes. New homes would immediately have to be 30% more energy efficient, and the requirements would keep getting tougher from there. The idea is controversial, but for Alex Dean, building with energy efficiency in mind is just the way he does business.
It's building to a higher standard, and we really enjoy building fine projects for people who want it done right.
Dean is the CEO of the Alexander Group, a home design, build, and renovation firm in Maryland. He's showing me around a green remodel.
Okay, come on in.
Dean and his team are putting an addition on a home in an upscale Washington, D.C. suburb. He's designed every detail with an eye to energy efficiency, starting with the insulation. He used a spray foam. It costs about twice as much as the insulation required by current building codes.
You know, it's worth it. And in the overall scheme of building the house, that's not that much money.
On this hot, humid day, you can feel the difference the fancy insulation makes.
It's cooler in here than it is outside.
Yeah.
And there's no AC running in here now.
Not at all. And this building is directly in the sun. But that's how effective this is. This is keeping some of the coolness from last night, where it was in the 60s.
This means he can install smaller heating and air conditioning units that use less energy. The windows are double-paned. The lights, all compact fluorescents or super-efficient LEDs. It's projects like this one that make Bill Fay confident home builders will be able to handle greener building codes. Fay is the executive director of the Building Energy Efficient Codes Network.
We know it's achievable, and we know it's achievable using affordable technologies. It's just now a matter of having the resolve to do it.
Past efforts at greening the building codes met with stiff opposition from home builders and failed to make it through Congress. Kateri Callahan is president of the Alliance to Save Energy, and she says the stakes are high. Buildings are huge energy wasters.
Each building you put in, whether it's a house or a commercial office building, it's going to be around for decades to come, sometimes centuries.
But these days, the ground isn't being broken on very many homes. The industry is in a serious slump. Bill Kilmer is the head of advocacy for the National Association of Home Builders, and he doesn't want members of Congress to forget about his industry's struggles.
Consumers certainly in the last year and a half have stepped back and said, what can we afford? And so we're trying to take a mainstream approach, if you will, that says people want this. How do we get to that point? And how can we get there reasonably and take affordability into account?
Kilmer says the building industry is taking environmental issues seriously and recently created a voluntary green building certification program. But he says the House climate change bill goes too far too fast. He says builders would like until 2012 to meet the 30% efficiency goal.
You really don't have the equipment or the materials that are ready and ramped up to make the adjustments in the marketplace to bring those things to bear without there being a tremendous cost burden that'll be added on to the production of the housing. And that obviously is going to end up being passed on to someone, and that'll be the consumer.
This question of affordability is a big one. But proponents of green building say a little investment up front means a lot of savings in the long term. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.